Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tom singing Love Called My Name, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Our God is Always Victorious, from Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 21 through 24.
It's that man dying instead of me. When Jesus died, what sacrifice, what love and compassion was shown. When he stretched out his hands and said, I love you this much, such mercy has never been known. And when he cried, it's finished, everything changed. I will never forget that day.
From our text today, Deuteronomy 7, 21 through 24, thou shalt not be affrighted at them, for the Lord thy God is among you. I like that. Your God is among you. That means that he's with you. That means he's in the presence of you today. You can step here and he's still there. I can go out the door. He's still there. I can get on a plane and travel to another country. He's still there. I can go to the total globe. I can travel this world. He's still there. Amen. Praise God. So he said, he is among you. A mighty God and terrible. Terrible is interpreted meaning he is a great God. Amen. And the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee by little and little. Thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon you, upon thee. But the Lord thy God, the Lord thy God. See, it gets personal, doesn't it? The Lord thy God shall deliver them unto thee and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. And he shall deliver their kings into thine hand, and thou shalt destroy their names from under heaven. There shall no man be able to stand before thee until thou have destroyed them. Now, the promises contained in God's promise book called the Word of God today are attainable today if we will learn to trust the one that has written the book. So everything that God offers to the believer today comes by means of the promises and in the form of the promises of God. You're not going to get God's promises unless you have the book. You're not going to get God's promises unless you have the presence of the Lord in your life. And so therefore today you've got to have a relationship. And then you've got to learn to lean upon the Lord. So from salvation to healing to provision, the Holy Ghost is a spirit of promise, as the Word of God tells us today. And between the promise of God and His provision, you know what you're going to do? You're going to encounter problems in life. Anybody in here problematic free today? Anybody in here don't have a problem in the world? I take my hand down. Because you know what? I would dare say every one of you sitting in here has problems. But preacher, I want to get to the provision. You've got to go through the struggle to get through to the victory. Amen. See, you think, well, man, I've just been beat down. You know what? When you think you've been beat down, it's God who lifts you up. When you think you can't make it another mile, it's God who comes by with his hand and lifts you up. It's God who sets you upon the rock of your salvation. It's God who delivers you. It's God who redeems you. It's God that gives you hope in the darkest nights of storm. It's God that's with you in the greatest valleys that you've ever faced. If God then be for you, who can be against you? Amen. Praise God. Understand. When God directed Moses to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt, it could have been a couple weeks' journey. The Word of God declares that. However, their rebellion, their sin, their disobedience put them in a 40-year journey in the wilderness. I mean, it's just not like traveling global. This is a small area, and you know what? They got real acquainted with the area of the wilderness, didn't they? They accepted that as their final fate or their final destiny. And then they get into the blame game of blaming Moses and blaming God. Listen, folks, when you're in a trial or something, you need to do some self-examination of your heart and your life. You need to make sure that you're in the place where you should be in relationship with the Lord. This is no place that you get bitter on God. This is a place where you look up and you proclaim and let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. This is where you declare, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Amen. So every time God offered a solution to their problem, they chose to reject the promise and they chose to rebel against God. Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days. And there he was fasting and praying. And every problem he faced it with the promise of God that God had given him. So when the Word of God gets involved, Jesus solved the problem. And you know what? This same Word is available for you and I today. We get off, we run from here and there, we fall apart, we worry ourselves sick. Let me tell you what, God has not given you the spirit of fear. What is worry? It's fear. If you're worrying yourself to death, you're not living in the will of God. I'm going to be honest with you. You can get mad at me if you want to. But let me tell you what, it's the truth. If you're living in worry, you're not living in the will. You're living by what you think or what you feel or what you see or what you've experienced. You've got to trust what you haven't seen. You've got to trust what God has said. You say you believe the book. You believe the Bible. You believe the God of heaven. You believe the Christ that died on the cross. Then you've got to start living like that. You've got to start today involving the power of God's Word in your life. And when the devil comes against you, in the name of Jesus, you can rebuke him. When you think you're going to lose, it's God that says, you've already won. Come on, church. We've got a God who's on our side. And we've got a God who loves us and cares for us. I'm telling you today, the Word of God declares that God is a faithful God. That God cannot, shall not, and will not fail. We can count on God's Word, for His Word is truth today. And the truth will what? Set you free. You've got to stand on the promises of God, and you do that by faith. And today you cannot serve God by feeling. If I serve God by feeling, let me tell you what, when the alarm went off this morning, I would have rolled over instead of rolling out. But I got something inside of me that's compelled me, a fire burning in my bones that says, whoo, good God Almighty, get up, God's got something good for you. Amen. You know, God's got something good for you at church tonight. But man, we got to grill those burgers. Why don't you go in and grill them and then come back to church? Amen. I'm telling you, you're sacrificing the blessings of God for the things of the world, for a little pleasure. Come on, folks. Pleasure will pass away, but the pleasures of God are forever. Amen. You got to stand on the promises of God by faith. And so therefore, God's promised salvation to the sinner. God has promised healing today to the afflicted. God has promised encouragement today to the discouraged. God has promised provision to the needy. God has promised today deliverance to those who are living in defeat. God has promised strength today to the weak. And God has promised today what He has promised He will do. Amen. So the bigger the problem, the bigger the promise. The bigger the promise, the bigger our God is. Amen. So in other words today, the victory of God. Now there's two things I want to show you real quick here. And I know time has flip-flopped by and we spent a lot of time today on these dads, but that's okay. Let's spend a little time on the ultimate dad. Amen. Amen. The dad of all dads, a heavenly father. First thing today, you've got to watch deception. Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. The Bible says if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And so you've got to be careful what you do and what you don't do. You've got to be careful that you do not deceive yourself. The heart is deceitful above all things, and the Word says, and what? Desperately wicked.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.